Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're very happy to be here with you on this Tuesday afternoon / evening, depending on where you are. And if you are coming from, say, the other side of the globe, it's probably Wednesday already. So we're glad to have you. I'm Deborah Lee, yes, your psychic love doctor for the hour, and have actually been in this position since, I believe it was 1997. It was a position that was offered to me by AOL. I think back then it was still America Online, and they came looking. They were searching, scouting out a psychic love doctor. What I was doing was just opening up a chat room back in those days. Whoops, sorry, I knocked your thingy over.
I'm going to nail these down.
That would be nice. And offered me the job, and I said, sure, I'll take it. So that's where it all originates. And over the years, when I would suggest to people, you know, I might be wanting to change, they said, no, you can't change it. You've got to keep that. So I'm keeping it. And I noticed if I don't talk too loud and not too fast, hopefully my coughing fits will stay on the down low. So, first of all, we always make this important clarification. We are only using ordinary playing cards for these readings. We are not using tarot or oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there. Just important for us to mention that. Because sometimes people will say, oh yeah, Deborah gave me a tarot reading. No, Deborah doesn't know tarot. I tried to pick it up many years ago and really wasn't able to. I've tried. With that said, I also want you to know, when you get your turn to call in and get a reading, I'm sorry, I have to do that. Is getting better. We'll be using a 24 card layout, which is standard for me, whether I'm giving a private session or during the show. So I'll need a moment or so to get the cards arranged for you. And I'm going to right now turn this over to Jimbo, who's going to give you some more information.
I am. Welcome all. I want to remind everybody this show is for educational, informational purposes. And I would like to remind everybody that if you're international, be it caller or be it Facebooker, let me know and we'll give you an international shout out like we're going to do right now to Laura in London.
Laura, good to have you.
She's our first one. Probably ain't going to be our last international folk to show up. Okie dokie, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Call it in to get your free reading. When you call in that number, you'll be told that you basically can listen to the show while you wait, and that's what will happen. I test it pretty much right at the beginning when I remember. And if you hear nothing, then something has gone amiss. Something is poo-poo caca. So hang up and call again. It happens. It's the cell phone world. We all know how that works. So
yeah.
Cell phone, and you mix cell phones and computers together, and you sandwich. So that's the deal. When you call in, like I say, we'll take them in order. I track them. If you drop and come back in within a reasonable amount of time, put you right back in the spot where you were typically. That's cool. It's cool. We understand. You get dropped, ain't your fault. I'm not going to bust your chops over that. Messenger folks, we will try to make some time for you during the course of the show. Can't say when, if, where, what, who, what, or any of the details on that, but you just got to hang out and be patient. And we'll make that announcement, that formal announcement, when we're switching to the Messenger folks. Now, we prefer that you do an audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee. That's what we prefer. And folks that have done it know that it's really, it's pretty much what you listen to on the radio. On the radio, folks, back and forth, instantaneous communication. We'll take the pipe-type thing at the last resort, but that's pretty archaic and slow, and you don't get quite as good of a reading out of it, let's just say that. So it's better for you, better for us, better for everybody if you can call one way or the other, via phone or via messenger. But it would be to Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and only when we make that formal announcement, because if we can't put you on hold here, you call us and we're not ready, we got to hang up. That's all we can do. It's the only option. Get that. Oh, wait a second. Shame on me.
What?
I almost forgot about that. The angel transition here. That is a harp transitioning. We're transitioning from Deborah's reading, which has been concluded when you hear that sound.
Yeah.
To a single angel card before we move on to the next caller. And today's flavor is the Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle cards. Yay. Now, one of these is worse, is translated more poorly than the other one. Either way, if you see me kind of acting like I don't know how to read or drunk or both, it's because I'm trying to do a quick little English fix on the fly. If there's a bad translation, it's broken and not making sense type of sentence. So that's the deal. That's the name of that tune. All right? Now.
Before we move on, I would like to say something, please. When you're finished.
I am finished. I was getting ready to take a caller.
Well, we will take a caller. But today and yesterday, I've been really upset over what happened in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday when those three darling little 9-year-old kids were killed and three, innocent adults that were just going about their day at that school. You know, I don't know how many of the rest of you feel about this, but I grew up where guns were everywhere. The fact my dad's pickup truck up in the window, over the house displayed. They were also, you'd go to friends' houses, there'd be guns. Guns. My dad had a restaurant called the Buffalo House in those days. He went to, I think it was out to Nevada and bought a whole bunch of these functional buffalo guns. And eventually those were stolen, unfortunately. But I don't know what's happened to society. I personally can't see it being part of the whole issue. And Jim probably has stuff to say. He's a lifelong NRA member, and he might have something to say. But keep those families in your thoughts and prayers. I mean, if you saw the picture of that little girl and those two little boys, they went to school yesterday and never came home. So it's a shame. And I don't know what kind of world we're living in now, but I would love to see, as I'm sure you would, I'd love to see things get better before they get worse. So anyway, I just felt I needed to put a little message out there. Okay. So now you may proceed.
703, area code 703. You're caller number one. Welcome to the show from our Commonwealth of Virginia.
It's Andrea, and I agree with you 1,000%. These GOP Republicans are too worried about banning TikTok, but they won't pass any gun laws. It just infuriates me.
Well, you know what, though? I agree, but the trouble is back in the day when a lot of us were growing up, there really weren't any gun laws. You know, people just weren't a bunch enraged idiots. My late husband and I used to map out, okay, we're going to Walmart. Now here's what's going to happen if there's an active shooter. Deb, you're going to find your way out to alert law enforcement. And he was going to stay there and throw canned goods or he had permission to carry a gun. He would do whatever he could. It's terrible to live in these kinds of times. It really is.
Yeah. Up here in Northern Virginia, when they have the Leesburg shooter, remember the Menasha shooter, whatever you want to call them, the D.C. sniper? I mean, I went to a gas station and then ducked to put gas in my car, underneath their car to put gas in it.
You were there? Oh, my God. Jim and I just mentioned that today about those
crazy
sniper guys. They were working their way down, and it was getting scary.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just, you know, felt it was important. I don't want to be political about it. I just want to hope that, don't point a gun at a child.
Something. No more thoughts and prayers. We're all that.
Yeah.
You're not reaching this whack job here.
No, we're not.
So anyway, let's get on with the show.
Be alert.
So remember when I told you about that girl that was really mean? Well, I didn't realize, but on Friday I saw her and I guess the manager have a meeting, and then I guess her boss and another girl have a manager with a meeting. Apparently that girl has, this new girl also has issues with the same girl. And then when I told the manager the Monday about this girl, you know, saying stuff, she goes, oh, that's just the way she is. I said, no, she yelled at me. She goes, oh, I'll take care of it. So the girl has an attitude problem. And a patient said to me today, as we're checking out, she's helping me check out, she goes, don't worry about it. Don't let people bully you. You're doing a great job. So if a patient notices it, that's a problem.
Yeah. It really is. Damn.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you with cards?
Well, so one of the jobs I was supposed to have interview fell, but I had one today. I have another one tomorrow, and maybe another one, maybe two tomorrow. But on track, so I don't know. I do really see when, like, maybe around the corner, because I can't take much more of this.
Well, you're becoming quite a professional. You know, you could probably mentor people on how to go out on an interview.
Oh.
Are you typing Morse code?
Like, help me?
No, but I have a video interview tomorrow, and I don't know if I should sit in my car. I'm trying to be professional. So sit in my car or sit in the stairwell. So I'm trying to see, you know, which would be a better
job. That's going to be private in your car.
It should give you some silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, I don't know what that sound is.
I don't either.
It's crazy.
I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't hear it.
Well, yeah.
My phone. Who knows?
Who knows in the cell phone world that we live in?
I know. It's crazy. But, I mean, the stairwell, we're on the fourth floor, but like I said, I don't know. I probably just sit in my car where it's a little more private. So, yeah, you're probably right. So,
yeah,
see how that goes tomorrow.
Even if you're in a stairwell that's never used, it's Murphy's Law. Somebody's going to come boom, 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 boom. Somebody's going to come stumbling down
the stairs.
Of course,
yeah, you're right.
Probably singing some dirty song. I like swimming with mulligan women. Oh,
yeah, you're right. I'll have to make, I'll put my car kind of in the inspicuous spot so that no one can, you know, kind of see me. So
a car offers a little bit of natural soundproofing as it is. Yep.
I
all
think
right,
this interview is going to go very well for you tomorrow. I really do. So I want to mention to you, where was it? I wanted to mention you. I don't think things with this girl are going to get any easier, but I wanted to mention to you a thing I did with a son of mine that was being bullied at his school bus stop. He was about 14, 15 years old, and there was a kid that was like a senior in high school that got picked up at that spot, and he was a total jerk, bully, whatever you want. I could use worse words. And the only way that I thought of that would make this kid maybe calm down and stop, he was always, after my kid, always pushing him, saying mean things, stuff like that. So what I did is I went out and bought a great big bag of, mixed candies. Excuse me, here we go.
Some water.
The ones that have, like, the little Hershey bars or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, bring this to the corner and offer it to everybody and make a special point of offering it to him. And I said, bring that every day this week. And, you know, the next week he didn't beat on him anymore. My son was being so nice to him. So I've told some other people, if you had to stay, let's say if you had to work there indefinitely, there just was nowhere else for you to go. A lot of other people women that I've mentioned it to, would find some kind of little, like April 1st is coming, find some kind of little trinkety thing that maybe you could give her as a gift by just extending an olive branch to her. It's hard to be bitchy towards somebody that's being so nice.
Some people can still do that.
Some
people are
I know what she's like that because the manager of the practice is like that. She's not. She's very, very short, very condescending as well. So now I know why she's like this because the manager's like that.
Well, are you in the medical field working?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I have worked in many different offices and hospitals over the years, and it's like you're in the military where they don't care about being nice, you know, except to the patients. They just care about, you know, get your job done and move your ass. And that's
exactly
how they work. So you got to bear that in mind. It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean, you know, that you have to take, you know, mental abuse or emotional abuse. So,
yeah.
I just want you to know your interview tomorrow looks really good. Very good.
Okay.
You'll be out of there before you know it.
Okay. Because I can't take much more, but yeah.
We hear you. The subject of your Lighted Goal Pathway Oracle card is Learn from the Past. All of the successes and failures are supposed to come to your life and give you precious lessons. They don't come to knock you down, but sure will make you much stronger and wiser with time. So what doesn't kill you makes you stronger thing there. So all the things that are pissing you off, this somehow is going to benefit you in the long run, just getting pissed off at this person.
Yeah.
We don't know yet. Maybe you know, but you're going to, when you go to your next path, next job, or every job after, somehow this is going to make you stronger, wiser, and quicker to decide.
Yes, and the one thing in the military that was drilled into me in the Army, when you have to put somebody on report, it shows that you're a bad leader. I mean, yeah, they'll deal with the issue, you know,
right.
But it also says you can't handle your business. So,
yeah,
right?
They have those out there for a reason.
Oh, and Laura's saying, you know, remember Laura from London, I'm never sure if I say this right. She has precognizance, but anyway, she said that this experience is going to help you with boundaries in the new job.
Yeah, it's pretty much what the Oracle card was saying.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Pretty much right on there. All right, well, thank you for being caller number one.
I will let you know at the end of the week what happens.
Absolutely. You must do so.
I'm coming to Charlottesville, so we'll see you later.
All right. Charlottesville, that's way out west.
I've been there. Beautiful country.
Compared to where we are, way out west.
That's where Lance got stranded when he was so sick with the marching band corps that he was with.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, area code 775. I believe that is Nevada. Is this who we think it is, 775?
Yes, it is. Hi, you too. How was your day?
It was good. It was very good.
She's surviving.
Yeah, I'm working on this nagging cough that I have.
This virus from hell.
I'm sorry. I hope you get well soon.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Anyway, so what's cooking?
Yeah.
Well, do you all remember when I was talking to you about, oh, no, I don't want to throw money out the window by having to break the lease, and all that jazz? Well, I swear to you, stuff just comes to me through the universe. And when I woke up this morning, I still haven't signed the lease. My sister signed it, but I haven't signed it yet. And I'm sure that if I don't sign it, then she would not be obligated. I'd make sure of it. But what occurred to me was there is a ramp for people with a wheelchair or a walker where they can go in and out. But I'm sure that it's ADA violating because there is a red cement block right smack in the middle, which forces me to step into a parking space where a car is, and it slopes. And so what I did was, in all honesty, I emailed the manager, and I was very polite, and I provided pictures. And I just said, you know, we were hoping for months and months because my doctor is grievously concerned about me that I might have a terrible fall, especially due to how this disabled sloping is. And so they haven't responded yet. But one thing I know for sure, I would have a record of these two texts with photos.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I'm hoping that the assistant manager is going to talk to the manager and say, what do you think? Do you think we should give her month to month? Because she's strongly saying that due to the way that they've designed this slope, and they even put a block at the front, so I have to go sideways into a parking space. What do you think is going to happen, Deborah? Do you think that they'll email me and say, hey, Wendy, you know, we're going to go ahead and give you the lease?
This is your current.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Remember, she's at the point now.
It is my current apartment building. And so this would greatly help us because we would not have to throw a full month's rent out the window to break the lease. It would be more money month to month, but we could just leave.
Sure.
She's taking a new angle, basically saying, you know, your handicap accessibility is inadequate.
And why is it there? Why?
And, you know, I didn't say ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, but if when they respond to me, I'll work that in there. But I, you know what? I just had an intuition. I just saw a visual of opening the front door tomorrow morning, and lo and behold, there's a new lease offer, and it includes month to month. What do you think?
Well, the cards are going down, maybe. She's not sure if she counted properly.
I did all right.
Oh, she counted properly. Okay, so she's done. The cards are down. All right, go ahead.
You may have to be the one to suggest that.
You may have to keep pushing it more than just this one.
You're going
to
have to be a little bit of a squeaky wheel on that because I don't know. They have to. It appears that the management has to go above
like
a corporate place. Office, and sometimes that can be seen as such a trivial thing that that's why I say you may have to really push for that.
Okay, all right. So they're not really going to be that anxious to change their song and offer us month to month?
Not initially. I mean, that doesn't benefit them financially. So, like Deb saying,
yes.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised if it's an ADA infraction, but I don't know. And financially, God forbid if anything happened, it would cost them a lot less to.
I'm on your side. I'm just saying I'm from their standpoint in their brain. They're like, I don't want to give up that breaking the lease fee. So you might have to just keep pushing the matter a little bit more. Isn't that what you said, basically? Keep pressing it. If you hear, because she'll probably hear nothing. Is probably what I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, they're looking at this like, yeah, we would want to do something about that, but I don't know if it's within our power. So they may have never gotten a complaint on it before. So but if I were you, what do you have to lose? If you just put it out there and say, in view of this, it would be, you know, to your own benefit to be able to just go month to month.
And I, you know what, that was where my thoughts. I have nothing to lose. I phrased it very politely. I wasn't angry or anything. I just said, you know, in the interest of safety, would you consider this? So we'll see what happens, but do you think there might be a chance that they might go for it?
Well, they have to go up their chain of command.
So you might not hear anything quickly.
Yeah, and if they say to you, oh, we'll get right on it, I'm here to tell you. I don't see them getting right on it.
Yeah, because, I mean, would be, they can't just say, oh, sure, we'll do that. You want, oh, let's sign a new lease then real quick, or an addendum to the current lease then.
Yeah, you could ask, say that.
So let's sign if they verbally say, yeah, let's do it. Yep. International shout out to Mike in the UK. All right, back to Wendy.
Well, thank you. Let's see how this unfolds. And wish me luck.
It was a good angle.
Actually, it's a very good angle. It was a card well played. And it, like Deb didn't say that it's not going to happen, just not quickly. And you may have to make more contact with them. Like you said, you did it in a very non-confrontational way. And that's what you want to continue to do so with that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. This, real
thank
quick,
you,
your angel card. So polish your skills.
Yeah.
Focus on things and work more. Sharpen your mind with insightful ideas and real practice, even minor tasks. Lastly, brush up on your language to get at your best performance.
Okay.
Well, maybe that has something to do with this angle she's taking here, eh? I like it. All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And things can change. Bear that in mind, too.
Yeah, I mean, when did you just sent this, right, to them?
I sent it about an hour ago.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's it's so fresh that maybe
right.
The cards can't even, they're still maybe, they haven't, they're probably not even going to see it till tomorrow, possibly, you know, so that's why it might be a little vague in the cards right now.
Yes.
They haven't had time to even talk amongst themselves yet, probably, so we shall see.
Yes. All right, Wendy.
All right.
Take care.
Well, thank you both.
Good luck, boy. That'd be nice to not have to cough up a month's rent. That'd be great. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. I wanted to point out to everybody, I had to change my reply to Virgil/Mike because I said damn straight. And Jim said, he typed on his laptop, don't have that there because damn will get you in trouble.
Yeah, and there's some automatic things. It's not a human monitor. Yes, they have some automatic things in place.
Come on.
And I don't know if it automatically hit it, which doesn't mean you're in trouble, but you're on the edge. And there's a certain point, because I've done it, that you'll have to go say, I promise I won't do it.
I'll have to go to detention.
Well, no, you don't necessarily do it right away. Sometimes they give you a whole bunch of, you're on probation, don't do it again, do it again. You have to put a whole bunch of, like, you're in front of a principal. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty gay. All right.
Unbelievable.
All righty. It is time. Holy smokes.
Hi, you guys. Both of you. Well, this is the thing, you guys. Deb, what does card say? I had a little 2-minute sit-down talk with the neighbor because he had taken his friend to the airport this morning and came back.
Okay.
And I said, you need to check something out with you. And then I said, well, did you and your friend have an agreement regarding me? And I told him what had happened 2 seconds into meeting his friend. And he was acting shocked, and he said, I didn't know that was going on. And I said, well, what? So anyway, we talked, and then he got up and left. And he went back to his place. And I'm just wondering what the outcome is of this because, it seems to be big.
Yeah, it does seem to be big. Well, good.
He didn't have much of a response.
He acted shocked.
No, he just kept saying over and over again that he didn't know that it was going on, and he said he didn't know about it, and that I, those things that he said. So
he's like, no, or basically, nope.
Well, I didn't expect him.
Yeah, obviously he's not.
Yeah, we were just fooling around with you. I didn't expect that.
Right. Okay. Well, so she wants to know where are they at now because he kind of like.
And then he got mad and left and went
he
back to the place. And,
he hightailed it, yes.
And so I, have been hearing him. I don't know if he left. I don't know if he's gone right now, but he was slamming doors. And I just, what do the cards say? Is this going to blow over?
Remember, it was in your cards last night. He was going to be angry, but a lot of it was going to be due to the fact that you weren't, you know, spending a lot of time with them.
That could be part of it yet.
And that's what I told him. I said, this is why I kept saying no to you guys. I said, and then I was playing out the different parts of the scenario. And I said, you did this, and this is what was going on. And he said, I had no idea any of that was happening. And he got mad, and then he left.
Well, she's flopping the cards on. It sounds like, once again, you disturbed his perfect little fragile world that he doesn't want any disturbances around at all. No discussions about really hard things. No hard topic discussion. He doesn't like that.
Here's to me the red flag. If his friend offended her, you would think he'd want to stay and discuss it and tell you, well, he'll never get a chance to do that again.
You know what? That's my, I talked to my girlfriend, and she said that sometimes, I can't speak for every man on the planet, nor can she, but sometimes it's hard for a man, especially they've been friends since childhood. It's hard for a man to hear that about his friend. And, you know, it might be denial. I don't know.
Well, we're going to let the cards talk. So give me a moment here.
I kept asking, did you guys have an agreement regarding me? That's what I kept asking, because I thought, you know, just, and he kept saying,
I didn't know
that was happening. But I don't know.
Well, she's flopping down them bar cards.
Yeah,
right, Deb?
And personally, I think you might have worded it a little differently. It sounds like an accusation.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, instead of being like, wow, your friend sure seemed to have the hots for me that night, where I would have played with it a little bit.
You know what? You're right. And then I also said, can you tell me what was going on? I also started off by saying that. Can you just let me know what was going on, please?
That's fine. Okay, well, he could have not stormed off like an infant child.
True.
Stuck around and talked. But, you know, he doesn't do that. We've noticed that. He does. You brought confrontation and conflict, and this guy does not like that, obviously. So what do you got, Deb, in the cards, if that's what she wants to hear?
What I got here is, I've got to make sure I say this right, because these cards can sometimes be a little ambiguous.
Imagine that. Life is like that, too, isn't it?
It is. What I've got here is, he stormed off mad. He was stormed off feeling resentful. And I think it was toward his friend, because they are supposed to have a man code. That man knew that your neighbor is in love with you.
He's talking about an agreement they had.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that it was a joke. That they were.
Threw it out in passing a long time ago. And he might not have meant any physical touching. He might have meant
He wanted to get
verbal
your,
flirtation.
See how you would react in fun.
Verbal
in
flirtation.
Jet. But now he's not going to admit to that. Now he's angry.
You semi-caught him.
But he's jealous, of the other. There's a strong today that there's a competitiveness.
It's like a sibling rivalry. People that have grown up lifelong are like almost like brothers, so it's like a sibling rivalry, right?
Yeah, and they're like two alpha male bucks. And you're the deer. You're
alpha
the cute
dogs.
Little
alpha
deer.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Can't be
dogs.
Two of them. There can't be two of them.
Why? That's what I mean.
In a pack.
So it's kind of like your neighbor has already marked his territory around you.
Oh, you got peed on.
Yeah, you did get peed on. And that other man tried to go up and pee over
him. Oh, yes. The pee over the pee.
Yeah.
For
and,
the dog owners, we know what that means.
So... And then you were not available any longer. So you hear some shouting tonight through the wall.
If he's on the phone with the guy?
Yeah, well, he put him on the plane.
Well, I know. That's true. We don't know how long it takes him to get where he's got to go either.
But now the plot thickens. I love this.
Oh, here we go. She's got more news.
We got to give a name. Maybe somebody in the audience.
For who?
For the guy that was at the bar. from the services department.
From the area, yeah. Okay, so he's still hovering in the picture?
Oh, he's more than hovering.
Is he coming in for a landing? He's got his landing lights on.
Yeah, well, we are clear for landing. Runway Lisa, yep, come in.
Don't make me laugh. Did you get that, Lisa?
Deb, is this going to clear over with the neighbor? Because we live next to each other.
Lisa.
That's all you care about is the neighbor? Nothing else is coming up in your life?
That's something way better coming.
Something better is coming.
No, he's being very petty and childish, and I think you should leave him right where he's at, your neighbor.
Oh, I'm not going to approach him. I'm not going to say anything more to him. But, I mean, is it going to blow over, you think, or no?
Well,
probably, but I don't have the cards. What do you think, Deb? Because every time they've had some kind of things in the past, somehow they've blown over after a certain amount of time. Is this going to be another time there?
We're going to call a new guy from the bar, Mr. Big. That's coming to us from...
Oh, they're trying to make a just a
Laura from London said Mr. Big.
Just
we
give
know
him a nickname.
Mr.
Just give him a nickname. Yeah, but he might not factor in ever again. We don't know.
Well, he's right here. She wouldn't let me finish.
Well, that guy from the bar.
The bar. That man is very interested in you having, you know, getting a dating life started. Excuse me. Gets so excited.
So it got the radar went out on that guy.
Yes, and if you don't approach him, your paths are
you're on a collision course already.
Yeah.
With, no matter what
yeah.
you do. Okay, all right.
You are going to collide, and
not if it's a when.
Right.
So what about the DC?
And I think
the
this man
there?
Offers you the opportunity for such a lovely, healthy relationship. Not necessarily heading into, you know, I love you forever.
It's like another transition.
He's your transitional man.
Another step toward the other path.
Yes.
But you, what? And you don't the D thing. You don't see anything.
Sure, they're going to fall right back into.
They're eventually going to. It's going to blow over, basically, like everything does.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be unspoken of. Nobody will talk about because he doesn't like conflict, so he's not going to talk about. Right.
And we still want you to keep calling in. We're not making a judgment here.
No. And I firmly believe what
you,
I'm doing.
That you mean? Okay, so the neighbor and I are going to fall back into where we were.
It's kind of almost like a you tell me, Deb, but it sounds like a Groundhog Day, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to keep going back to the same pattern because...
And there's a sense of...
There's going to be a conflict, right? I'm sorry, finish. Sense of what?
Obsession, not obsession, the other word.
For him?
I feel it's almost like an addiction.
For him?
Between the neighbor and Lisa.
Okay. Well, they're in the... Yeah, because
you
they
know
do.
What? Deb,
yeah.
Yeah. I didn't...
Yeah.
I think I told you this. Before his friend came, he was telling me that he said, you and I are going to end up on the water. And didn't I tell you guys that? He said,
no,
we're going to plan it. He said that
on the water?
He said that place, you know, on the beach. And so he said, that place that you keep talking about, he said, we're going there. I said, oh, okay. And he said, we'll talk about it more. So I don't know, Deb. I have no clue. I don't know. I'm calling you because it's very upsetting to me when we have words like this and we're right next door. And I just want it to pass.
You know what, though? You're going to reach an ending point. Remember, everything in the cards is based on somebody's choices, whether they're yours or somebody's choices that impact yours. All right. You've got some great stuff ahead if you choose it. You know, that's the thing. You have to want that. And all of this happened for a reason. We just don't know what it is yet.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, you
so...
know, I'm going to give the dude in the bar, yeah, I'll give him a chance. I'm just not going to bring him around here. But anyway, you see that this is going to pass. This is going to pass, and we're going to be back to being friendly again, right?
Yes.
Because remember, he's Mr. Anti-Conflict. So
tomorrow he may be like, hey, what are we doing today?
Tomorrow or the next day he'll start talking like you never had that conversation ever again. Let's just bury it. Let's put our heads in the sand and keep on. And we just can't.
Well, you know, at least told me. In fact, I had two different girlfriends I was talking to, and they both agreed separately. And the one that is my favorite girlfriend, my best friend, she said, you know, you called it. You're not going to let it go on. And so at least the guy next door knows I won't put up with that crap. I can't. And, you know, anywho, as long as you see this passing over, I'm, you know, I live right here. I don't want conflict. I don't want it. And, you know, we can, you know, I can go with the dude at the bar, you know, I can go out and hippity-scoppity and do whatever, but I'm not going to bring him here. I don't want conflict. I just don't want conflict. I want peace.
Well, aren't you the United Nations, aren't you? Yes, we understand.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Sometimes life doesn't give a flying shit what you want. You know that? It doesn't. That's why people say life's a bitch, all those little phrases. Because you know what? Sometimes life says, oh, you want peace? You want conflict? It flips you a bird. Says, here you go. Here's a shitstorm for you. But yeah, no matter what you do, you can do what you can do. You can do what you can do. But I know what she's saying. She's got to live next door. She doesn't want there to be some kind of huge brick.
Well,
why
don't
wall.
No.
A brawl.
No, no, but she doesn't want there to be some kind of hatred wall.
Ongoing. Yeah. We
yeah, some kind
right.
of feud wall.
And so,
yeah, that's what she's looking
okay.
at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Right. You live next
and
door Deb, to somebody.
And you saw that they were going to get into an argument maybe sure. tonight.
Yes, I did.
There might be.
Yes,
well,
I did.
Good. I've been vindicated. That's
and
asking
I do,
for a little bit more.
I do believe you're going to go on that seaside trip.
The beach?
Yeah.
Okay. How sweet it is. You know, he was coming toward me this morning because I said, I don't call him anymore. I let him take the lead, and I don't call him anymore. I called him very quick, and I said, can we have a two-minute conversation? He said, yes, and he comes. I came driving back. I made a U-turn, drove back, and I was getting out of my car, and he's coming toward me with his arms outstretched to the universe. He was so happy. Like, he was so happy to see me. He was smiling. And I said, this won't take but a second. And we went into my house, and he sat down. He didn't know what was coming. It hit him right between the eyes. And so there we are.
Yeah, he doesn't roll well with speed bumps in life. He doesn't like those. He doesn't do well with speed bumps in life. This neighbor,
no
conflict and speed bumps. And that dude wants to ride like on a unicorn with wings and all that stuff. And he doesn't want any kind of speed bumps or any conflict. He wants it. I'm serious. He wants, la, 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 la. There's somebody, you brought up conflict. I am so mad because you brought up conflict. That's what I get. Every time this happens, that's what it is. I shall storm off. Because I don't like to talk about conflict.
Well, I got
to
mention some today, and it feels like serendipity. Maybe
goody. I'm glad it feels like that.
Right for this moment.
Welcome, Anne from Ireland, international shout-out. All right, back to Lisa.
All right. I actually was flipping channels this afternoon.
Not flipping them off.
No, not flipping them off. I was flipping through them when I'm doing busy work, not necessarily mental work. I like to have conversation or something, you know, in the room, and I happened to pause on a channel on the Scientology channel.
I didn't know there was such one.
It is. I can't remember the name of it, but they were discussing, is it L. Ron Hubbard's book, Dianetics?
That was back in the late 60s, early 70s, somewhere on that book came out, right?
I thought it was a little later than that, but
it was definitely before 80.
Well, anyway, they were discussing reactive memory. That a lot of times that when people go to become, I don't want to get too into it.
Yeah, don't get into it.
It fascinated me that you go through this process to become clear. And the clear is about this reactive memory that when you are in a situation that triggered something traumatic from early life, whenever in your life, you try to escape it, run away from it. I don't want to deal with this. Oh, okay.
Weren't we all wrong?
Weren't we? Holy. Tell him.
It was actually published May 9th, 1950. Damn. He died in 1986.
Well, that's something. What I found interesting about that is,
anyway, back.
Yeah, I think a lot of what current mental health, you know, practitioners are working with is a lot of that reactive memory where excuse me, where your neighbor doesn't want conflict. He's going to run from it. I always felt from his cards that man has walked through hell earlier in his life.
Yes, he has. And we've shared our stories. And, Deb, you're picking it up. You're very astute. You're very intuitive. You, between you and Jimbo, yes. Yes, you get it right each time. And I just, oh, you know, so I'm not dismissing it. And I, you know what, I'm getting a call from my brother right now. I have to hang up because
okay,
I've been
well,
waiting to talk to him.
Oh, you gotta
I love you both.
All right,
all right honey, take care. I'll talk to you soon.
You
bye-bye.
Know, sometimes she keeps listening. Sorry,
and sometimes she doesn't, yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is, no,
she let her go.
She's on hold. Her angel card is that she can watch, well, she knows Blog Talk. She can watch the replay. I'm going to listen to the replay on Blog Talk. Trust your guts. When it comes to intuition, you have the strong gut feelings towards your own action. Deep down inside, you surely know what's next. Hopefully she can hear that or get that.
Well, to those of you.
Surely know what's next. She's
to those of you who are sick and tired of listening to me, hack. I'm sorry, it is getting better. But
that's what life is.
She reminds me of a lot of those that come to my office. It's like when you go to a chiropractor, he can't adjust you fully in one or two sessions because you're not going to be able to walk. So they go at it slowly. I was taught to go at it slowly. In terms of life coaching, you don't just say, okay, what do you want to do? You want to become a millionaire selling houses? Well, let's forget all this
You're
stuff
right.
that bothers you.
You got to walk before you can, you have to crawl before you walk before you can run. You got to take it in stages.
No, what we're
Makes
doing
sense.
With Lisa,
Makes sense.
Every time we have a show, we have deemed her our case study for everybody to give their thoughts and opinions, okay, because this, I want to not just give you parlor readings. I'd also like to show you what is involved in the work. I can't sit here and say, you know what, Lisa, this guy is a rat bastard or an idiot or whatever. Just send him packing. No, you can't. She'll never come back. That's not what she's looking for. First of all, she wants validation that her feelings are, her feelings are worthy of how she's feeling now.
She will transition when she's ready to transition. None of us can make her do that.
We can't.
And
but
it would be wrong of us to do so. All we can do is tell her about things that she sees in the cards.
It's like you're dealing, and I see this so often on Facebook.
She's not totally,
you're dealing with an
right.
abused wife who comes to your door with her little bag and says, well, he did it again. He beat me up again tonight, or he threw me out, and I've got nowhere to go. And so you take care of her, and then she goes back. You know, they go back. I've been one. You go back, and you go back, and you go back. Why? First of all, I think it's the psychological brainwashing. We get told, like, my husband, when Neil, not the one that's recently passed away. This was long ago.
Long
he would get on his
ago.
Knees and look at me and say, why do you make me do that to you? You make me hurt you. Oh, boy. So, yeah, I'm the criminal. I'm the villain in that. Got to the point I was walking on eggshells all the time. But she can't walk away till Lisa's ready. Now, a couple shows ago, she looked forward. Now she's kind of, what do you call it, like stepping back, backpedaling.
And you know what? All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. I don't like unicorns. I hate rainbows and fuck glitter. You know what? If you had a bad childhood, that's cool. I understand. If you're broken, that's great. If you're 50 some goddamn years old and you didn't get help, don't afflict other people with your misery. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you didn't get help, you're 57 years old. My mommy used to slap my butt too much. You know what? Screw you. You're 57 years old. You don't get the right to treat your neighbor a certain way.
Boy, I'll tell you, I'm glad he's not into therapy.
I'm not into therapy. Life says, fuck you. That's your therapy. Life was tough. Did they have, what happened back in the, like, the freaking 1200? You know, my mom used to slap me. Well, shut up. Screw you. Life isn't fair. Life doesn't give a damn about, I don't feel
could. I'm scared because my mom used to yell at me.
Well, tough shit there, Buttercup. Pull your pants up and get to work. You're 50-some years old. You should have solved those problems a long time ago before you moved next to a chick and started inflicting your broken ass on somebody else.
As a caveat here, he had a lovely child.
No, who does?
And a mother and father that loved him dearly.
Okay, so what?
And
what if they didn't?
Never laid a hand on you guys.
Yeah, well, they didn't have to more than once.
Okay, so there were those like, say, me and others in the room.
I wasn't a dumbass. I didn't need to get my ass whooped. I hid it. I never got caught, very rarely.
Oh, okay, but I'm sorry. I did not have your perfection.
It's not perfection.
And I was 10 years old and didn't want to go to church, and it was blizzarding, was snowing heavily.
Okay.
My mother just threw me out in the snow, nothing on my feet, in a nightgown.
Did you do it again the next day or the next time that came up?
I think we played sick after that. I'm trying to remember.
You found a way around it. So you don't need to say, all right, I'm going to grab a gun and start shooting up a school because my mom threw me out in the snow. I'm
yeah,
just
but
saying,
what happened?
People, be people.
What happened? You know, I just, yeah, but I'm sorry. That's not how I do my practice.
No, it isn't. That's why I said this is, I made the separation. I said, it has nothing to do with that. This is.
So I just wanted to illustrate to people how you, when she first came to us, this woman was a grieving.
I agree with that.
Mess.
Yes.
And was making moves because she had to.
Yeah, I was talking about the guy, not her. She's right about that. Lisa's come a long way.
And she did a lot of good for her initially.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's totally out of her shell because of that guy. Remember? Before she moved.
Uh-huh. He never said, though, hey, you better fall in love with me or else. All right. He never forced her into any of that. Never played player with her, never got up her skirt, you know, that
he
kind
didn't
of
do the sexual thing, but he sure played her in other ways emotionally. He took advantage of her in some ways, I think, emotionally. No, nowhere physical at all, none whatsoever. But he took advantage of her vulnerability because she's always wanting to do stuff with him, you know, and he should know, hey, this chick's falling for me. It's a guy, especially if you're not 19, 20, 25.
You leave him alone.
You know, hey, this chick's falling for me, so either I should not keep doing this because it's not fair to her, and he's not doing that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not, my big rant and rave was not about Lisa.
Yeah,
it was about
this
guy. No, it was about this guy. No, I don't want people making excuses for this guy. That's what
I'm
saying.
Well, the problem is you can't stop loving somebody until you stop loving somebody.
And that's why I said my rant wasn't about Lisa. It was about this guy. I don't want people to make excuses why he's a jackwad.
And it's all right if everybody's on Jimbo's side.
About the jackwad, not her.
Yeah. Well, but maybe we need to, I don't know.
See, that's the thing. He's a jackwad. He shouldn't be taken advantage of. He is in his own way without knowing it, maybe. But he shouldn't be doing that. You know when you're 50-some years old. You know when I want to spend the beach with you. You're reeling like a fish, and you can't do that to a person. He's screwing with her. He should not be doing so.
Well, and I think that whole thing, we nailed it. That happened in the bar. I think you wanted to see, what was going to happen.
And I think it's like you said, they didn't probably, like, for sure showed up, put money on the table or anything, but they probably had discussions, and he probably said, nah, she's cool with me. She would never do anything. He goes, what if I played on the other ass? She wouldn't do anything. So he probably did it. And like you said, it wasn't an official agreement, but they talked about it, right?
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, none of these people are drinkers.
Well, we don't know about the friend, but that her and her neighbor aren't. We don't know about the guy that rolled in. The buddy. We don't know about the buddy.
Okay, two good comments here, and Virgil's going to have to explain a little. God, Catherine said, I know that story. You stop loving someone when you stop loving them, even if they are a jackwad. Absolutely. My God, that was a...
Jackwads are us.
The one that was a... I guess I am a magnet for abusers. There was another one. That it took me years to get over him. Oh, my God. And I had to not call him, not make any moves because I knew I was going to be like an alcoholic who was, say, 2 years sober, and I was going to destroy that by having that drink.
having that drink.
So whatever alloplastic defense is, it would be nice to know if you want to tell us. In English.
Should we take a call?
Yeah, we will. We're going to a call. But please don't talk over our heads.
Anyway, let's go to 856. Welcome. This is Joycey, 856.
I know who that is. Hello there.
Hi there. Rosemary.
Yeah.
You should actually call much sooner, but you're here, and it's good. It's good.
What can I do for you, my darling?
What's up? What's up?
Not much. Whatever you guys can get, because I can't get them about my buddy so overseas. What is his issue now? He's been giving me messages here and there, but I don't know what to get from it. I haven't been bothered anymore. I'm on my own.
All right, tell me quickly, what kind of message is
it? What he drives for work and, like, here and there, like, say, you know, like, through the grapevine.
Oh, we got a speaker, damn.
And, like, I got issues or stuff like that. I'm like, okay, whatever. But he doesn't call me. He's just, like, telepathy,
okay.
Whatever, how you want to call it.
I think we're going to leave the speaker down.
Does he still want to see you?
At this point, I don't know. I guess.
Okay. And
that's what I'm trying to figure out. If he's coming to get me and stuff like that.
Okay. He's overseas, correct?
Right.
All righty then. Here, I'm going to give it a shot.
And this is in Italia, right?
Right.
Right. Right on.
Is he Italian?
Yep.
I hope so.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I guess you're right. You know what? I say that, but I shouldn't say that because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that went around that area border-wise, so a lot of those borders are a little... You can be on a border and you're technically Italian, but you might not really be that way. From Italy, Slovenia, there was a whole bunch of stuff going on, you know, back in, you know, European borders back, good Lord, those things changed so much over the hundreds and hundreds of years, lots of battles, you know.
And maybe a little blood mix in there.
Oh, there's lots of, brown cow, you know, stuff like that, you know.
So,
cards are going down, Rosemary.
I'm going to say it to you again. You didn't ask, but you need to know this, Rosemary. You are going to make Joyce's sort of fantastic career. May not be soon. I really think it's probably a good 7 to 10 years out. But she is going to become, I keep hearing the word designer. I don't know if this is a video game
designer.
You're
right. That's a big word. That could be a lot
of
stuff. It, especially 7 to 10 years from now, there could be some field that we don't even know exists yet.
Right.
Might not even exist yet, right?
Yes.
So that's cool. That's cool. I mean, you know, good old life doesn't want to give you something tomorrow. Imagine that.
Okay, now I have a prejudice. I don't know what I should call it.
Not a
bias.
Prejudice.
We're going to call it a bias.
We're all biased.
I have a bias toward European men.
Bias.
I think they are walking hard on. And whenever I've met one, that's all they're looking at. They'll say things like, wow, look at those eyes.
It's because you're probably your American chick.
Oh, they're like, oh, baby, the things I can do to you.
But if you were somebody that lived in the neighborhood, they wouldn't talk to you like that if you were from their neighborhood.
Did they remind me of American Indians grabbing those, what were they, the
scalps?
Yeah.
The Native Americans, first of all, yes, indeed. And that was...
They're only interested in conquering. I don't think they're really... I don't know. Maybe it comes through the bloodline. Maybe it's part of the whole upbringing over there. But I can't imagine capable of fidelity. No, that's my bias. All right.
It's based on, yeah, you're
right. Doesn't mean I won't play with them.
It's not a bias.
Yeah.
It's based on your experience. And your experience is a known American, so you're already looked at like some kind of trophy probably automatically.
So the reason I'm telling Rosemary... Mary,
oh, you think she might be in the same boat?
You should not
look at it as a trophy?
Trust this man. I've told you. There's already another woman by him.
There being Enrico Suave.
What does that mean?
It's a song. Enrico Suave. All right, anyway, go ahead.
He is not faithful. His love is untrue. And there's another female there, and she chases down every one of his. Do we call them a paramour, or do we call them a mistress?
Potato, potato, yeah, whatever you want to call it. The words are all synonymous. Yep. But what you're saying, she goes out, he's not at fault. I will get those side chicks, right?
We see that on
Jerry Springer, the old Jerry Springer shows. These chicks, I'm mad at him for being a cheater, but I'm going to go after the woman because it's her fault, not
why?
Him.
Why?
Yeah, well, you know, because that's their logic. That's all we can do.
Do you think we're acting out of physical jealousy? Oh, she is prettier than me.
Because you're captured. But it's like you got bitten by the vampire. So no matter what wrong he does, you're mad at him, but you still want to keep him. So you're going after the chicks.
I think.
You got bit by the vampire.
And I think it actually increases this thing. It actually increases the sexual desire for that man by having it dangled in front of you like a piece of meat. He shared it over here. He shared it over there. So everybody's sharing the same piece of meat. I'm feeling really worked up on this tonight. I know.
Well, but at least you're giving her what you see in the card. Is that what she wants to know?
There's another woman there.
Yeah, you are not what is gem.
You need to know this. He's going to swear to God and all the saints that he is, there is not, but I want to plant this seed in you that this is a man you will end up policing for the rest of your time with him.
You will be doing yourself an injustice if you choose this path, because you are more worthy of picking a guy that's looking for a feather in his cap instead of a gem. All he wants is the feather in the cap, right? A notch in the belt or whatever.
Yeah, he can't
keep it
in his pants.
He doesn't want it. He enjoys it, right?
Yeah, and he's got a magic zipper. It just comes down by magic.
Well, you know, Velcro is probably the quickest, I would imagine, right?
Oh, do you think they use Velcro? What did you say?
I was joking. Nobody's got Velcro, but if you wanted to unzip your fly a lot, you would put Velcro on it, wouldn't you? I'm just saying.
And I don't know if I want some Italian wind chasing after me. Because I have a feeling that fiery blood, you know, is going to work them up to making raw hamburger out of it.
Nobody's worth that kind of bullshit.
It isn't.
No, nobody's worth that. I don't care who the hell they think they are.
I really feel that if you go ahead and you know what, every experience has worthiness in and of itself.
There's a lesson.
You go through that and you become tired. I'm tired of putting up with this, the lies, the deception, you know, the betrayal. That is going to be the biggest lesson of your life.
But you wasted a lot of years if you go that long. You might not go that long.
Might not. No, because I think this woman here is already eyeballing what's going on. That's why I love these cards. You can see stuff that you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the lady that's in the house? Yeah, I know who she is. He knows I don't take the BS anymore. She knows that she has to move on.
Oh, well, that's up with that.
Yeah, well, you know, who's got to move on? Whom is moving on to whom, you know? That's the problem. Nobody should have to move on. You shouldn't choose a person where somebody's moving on.
And don't get yourself involved in any underhanded business activity.
Business.
Yeah, don't do it.
I get it.
I see there's a
He knows I won't.
Well, I hope you stick by your guns because the both of you are going to end up, well, they won't be side by side, but let's just say you're going to both be end up in the slammer.
All right, real quickly, Rosemary, your oracle card is anticipate. There should be a few challenges or obstacles waiting for you on the way to success. By anticipating you will absolutely soften the problem and get more decisive solutions. So when you see trouble coming, get ready for it, and it won't be a big deal unless you walk in. Don't walk into trouble blindly. That's what that card says. If you see bad obstacles and trouble, be ready for it so you can deal with it. Don't just go. Don't put the blinders on and run into it. Don't run into that fire, right? All right. Thank you for holding forever, Rosemary.
Cool.
Yes, thank you, honey.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Don't let this get you down.
No.
Once you get all of this out of the way, you're going to have space for nothing but wonderful.
Yes, do not settle ever.
Home,
for
family,
anything.
Nice job, kids. Boy, we got to go there tomorrow.
Where?
Phantom.
Oh, okay, we'll just roll in. All right.
Then I got to call him in the morning.
All right, well, we got to rock.
Did you give her?
No, I did.
Yeah,
I already
did
everything.
Was a good one.
Pay attention, my dear. All right, thank you so much, Rosemary. We're going to move on. Who's next on the list? I believe we are going international.
Oh, I think we are to Canada.
We are going to
Canada.
780. I believe we're giving an international shout-out to Jay, I believe. Is that right, Jay?
That's right, Jimbo. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hello. I was going to get a hold of you.
Yeah, because you said you
had
some awesome stuff to tell us. It was yesterday, but at least we're here, or whatever day. It was 2 days ago, but we're here. Tell us.
Yeah, we're ready.
Hopefully, it's
well, thanks. Your reading was right on. The second job was actually the one that I got, and I received.
Cool.
On the 24th, which is was my birthday, I received. They really liked me I'm just a little tongue tied here, but the interviewers liked what I had to offer. They were impressed, and I sent a thank you letter back on the 23rd. So I took a DISC test, if you know what that is. I took it on the 26th, and I did it at 11:11. Then on the 27th, they came back to me and said, would you like to work for us? And they said, yeah, okay. I said, yeah, okay. So they sent me the letter of offer, and I said, yeah, I accept. And so I'm just right now just doing the orientation online. And it's been a quite the journey so far. So I'm grateful. So
Go ahead.
So
go
I decided.
Ahead.
Okay. So I the people who gave me intuitive advice over the month, I just just saying thank you and just paying back as much as I can. So I didn't really want a reading. Sorry to say, but just to say that was the only way I could say thank you for your.
No problem. So refund for you. Absolutely. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no refund for it, but just say thank you. I'm just saying thank you for your intuitive advice and the card reading. So please accept that with my gratefulness.
Well, that's a tip.
Well,
thank you, Sarah.
That is wonderful, Jay. Thank you. My heart is full.
We're happy for you. Everybody that calls in, we wish them success.
And I'll tell you, if something comes up, and you need a little side guidance, you just let me know. And I will be
for
happy
sure.
to provide. Yeah.
True
absolutely.
That. True that.
So,
right.
That's terrific.
So, would you like to actually look at anything tonight?
Yeah, do you want
to
know?
Are you curious? Do you want to know how it's going to go? Or what would you want to know? You're here. Talk to us.
I know. I'm good right now. I had another job. Someone actually phoned me up today again. Said, would you like to go for a job or interview? Because I think I scored highly on a mechanical skills test. And I did, actually. I got expert. And they were, I said I could not, thank you much for the opportunity. I applied with another job and thanks so much. I'm going with another company, basically. And they were really grateful. And they said, phone us if you like to join on board. So it's like, wow. I said, I have talent here. So I'm really appreciative of what I did and for myself. Just pat myself on the back because it took a lot of work to get here. So.
Oh, it's terrific. I can't wait to hear. And I just know you're going to say, I am loving this job.
Yes. I'm
great.
Loving this
and
job. And I said it actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said it
yeah,
no problem.
Ahead.
I said it. I created a, well, I got, I told you, did I tell you I created a, or I created a, got some help on creating a manifestation statement. And it's like what you said. Yeah, I'll just say it out. So I'll just say it out without the names and the company. So, and my position, I said, God, I'm thank you that blank, the people who interviewed me, chose me as the best candidate for the electronics repair technician at this company, and I love my position there, and so it is. So I said that four times, so every day since I applied for the job. So it's been, the stars are aligned, and the energy of the stars and God and angels and help were really,
manifested it. Stuck with it. Right?
I love the way you think, Jay.
You stuck with it. That's
you did.
Even when it didn't look like it was worth sticking, you said, yeah, you got to keep doing it because energy, it's like energy has to build to a certain point before it can be released. So,
and now, remember, during this new job, I believe there's a new love for you.
Yeah, sure.
He's like, whatever, that's not a priority.
I reserve the right to say, I told you so.
He's like, that's not a priority.
One step at a time.
Exactly.
That's right.
True that. All right. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Let's give him an angel card.
Yeah,
okay, angel card. Okay.
Subject says make a commitment. Stay committed to whatever aspect in your life, relationships, career path, or your self-development. All need a strong sense of responsibility because you have a long way to go. So I think that's what he was working on. He stuck to it, and he's on, and he's still on the path, but don't give up. Keep having those manifestations on the next goal you have.
Oh, that's terrific. That made
one goal is down, go to the next goal.
You made my night. Thank you.
Yeah. You're happy, the stars and energy were aligned, but eventually you might see another goal. And there's no shame in coming up with another goal to have and do the same manifestation. There's no shame in that.
Don't forget us, because we are always going to be right here. Truth. Can
I love your. Yeah, I love the Facebook feed too. Just watching you both. It's lots of funny. It's just funny watching you both. But it's also great watching it.
Yeah, we are a little bit of a comedy routine here. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Does people want to watch two people that are identical twins?
No.
Wouldn't that be boring if we didn't have conflict and disagreements?
Yeah.
You got it. Not everybody agrees. That's life. You know what John Wayne said? Life is tough, and it's even tougher if you're stupid. Right? So come on, man.
Yeah, good one.
All right. Thank you so much, Jay. Good
luck. Right.
And we hope to hear. I hope you don't become a stranger. Don't be a stranger.
No, we won't. It's for entertainment purposes only, right?
He remembers the old one. Then we say that anymore. But okay.
What do you say? Just say for informational.
I used to say informational entertainment purposes only. I'm sorry, I put Jay back in because.
Okay.
But he remembered.
Well, I thought that maybe we should have it. I don't know.
I could say five things. Informational entertainment. I could say six things.
Yes.
Basically, it's a disclaimer because we live in a crappy world where everybody is walking around with a lawsuit gun. Just look. He said something, bam, I want to sue him. Ooh, bam, I was wrong, I want to sue him. That's what the world we live in today.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It is.
If you watch some of those security cameras at grocery stores, people think they're really slick and they'll spill like a liquid and then they'll accidentally fall down thinking, like, oh, I'm going to sue the grocery store. It's like, hey, dumbass, there's security cameras everywhere in a grocery store. And you can see them, like, even carefully fall down and go, oh, because they want to do a lawsuit. They want to get money the easy way. They don't want to go out and frickin' earn it.
However, when McDonald's coffee burned that woman's crotch, I'm sorry. I'm on her side for that lawsuit. And I did say crotch, not twat.
Probably knows. Every single person that was alive back when that happened knew that McDonald's coffee was like 211.9 degrees. It was right on the edge of boiling.
Yeah, I always had to get ice cubes put in it.
If you ever bought McDonald's coffee back in the 70s and the early 80s, first thing you do is take that top off and give it like 10 minutes to cool down a little bit because you put your lips to that.
Die.
Well, you know, so... She won a lawsuit, and maybe it was because her IQ wasn't real high either.
Oh, I think we should end with Jay. It's on a good
And look at the time, and you're sick, and I'm not 100%.
Well, not too
here.
Bad. I've only coughed, you know, a little. But I've taken so much medication, I don't even know which one works.
It's truth.
Those pearls are very good, though. Do you guys know what the pearls are?
Yeah.
I forget the big, you know, $24 name, but they're good.
Pearls, little cough pearls.
Yeah.
These are prescription. You don't buy them at the store.
All right, well, I'm going to...
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get a cocktail.
One never knows in the world of illness.
7 p.m. 4 p.m. Pacific. And I bet Jim brings his stuff. Bye.